I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
I sure do like that young man. He is very good.
That John Mayer?
Yes. Very, very good. Da-da-da. I hear there's new music coming any minute.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Da-da-da. He's on TikTok, by the way.
Oh yeah,
he's actually his channel's fun.
I'll bet he's a very funny guy.
He's always showing you stuff on the guitar too, like works it out theory wise.
Uh oh, Vinny, are you gonna have to get TikTok now?
It's actually really cool.
I've watched a lot of videos. I have a good friend who's a big fan of the Dead and has become a big fan of John Mayer, and he sends me John Mayer videos all the time.
Ah,
like the guy's really talented.
He is.
It's not the end company part. He's not a fluke.
No.
What's interesting is he supposedly doesn't know how to read music.
Yeah.
Is what I heard. But then he'll work it out and be like, so here it is. Here's a pentatonic scale. Da, 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 and he'll just rifle off all these things. Like, how do you not know theory, but you know theory? You know what
he
I mean?
Does
like,
he know theory.
Yeah, he knows
these
theory.
These guys don't like to admit how much practice they've put in or how much studying they do.
That's
they hate
be
it. You hear all kinds of guys do. And I don't know why they won't just say, yeah, I worked my ass off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure he'd admit that he, but reading music is like learning another language.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, I'm sure he's, you know, if you ask him D and maybe, who knows, he might even have perfect pitch. So he knows where all the D's are on the neck. But he is amazing. And what's nice about watching a guy like him is that he's so relaxed. Like, right down to what he's wearing. Like, you know, there's no, like, sometimes you watch a musician and when they, especially like a singer, I get really like almost nervous for singers because you can hear them straining and you hear them struggling a little bit. There's just none of that with him. It all just flows. Like, he's so relaxing to watch. Very mellow.
Well, there's a complete mastery there.
Oh, my God, right.
That's part of it.
Ownership, you know? Uh-huh. Just like, yeah, I got you and you got me and we're going to do this. But mostly I'm
the Radio Alice Report.
Oh, dear. I
stepped on you. Sorry about
it. Who cares? It's fine.
What were you saying?
It's mostly him, though.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. All right, here's what's happening. So I got a lot of stuff to try and roll through here. There's a few new towns joining the orange tier here very soon. That includes Napa and Santa Cruz, the very town I'm sitting in, which is nice because it looks like that means the beach boardwalk is going to be available to Californians, not from out of state.
Nope.
You got to have in-state ID to get in. Hmm. But that's an opportunity to do anything else. Which I think is what we're all praying for when we're
Can
in the
I
house.
Do something new?
Anything else besides the TV. My God.
Well, I think one of the things you mentioned is now considered an adventure is going out to the mailbox to get the mail. So that just shows you the bar.
Right.
Like to me, I don't know, the beach boardwalk sounds like a little too much fun. I don't know if my heart can handle it.
Right. Well, and as we're starting to see even more counties open up, we also know that Californians age 50 and up will be able to get the vaccine starting Thursday, and Californians 16 and up will be able to get the vaccine starting the 15th. So,
all right. So starting the 15th, I'll be able to get my vaccine. Woo!
What?
Well, I'm only 35, so.
Oh, Brynn.
Got a ways to wait.
Duh.
Good
I'm
one,
in sync with Brynn now. Can you hear that? Because I am in sync with Brynn now. I'm not afraid to sing now. I'm not going to stop singing. You're going to be real sorry.
God. You're going to be real sorry. You mean you're telling him he's going to be real sorry that he linked up your audio?
No, you. I think you're going to be sorry.
Oh, I'm going to. Well,
I have a year of pent up singing inside me. Love hurts. Oh, love scars. Love bleeds. Well, I don't know the words. I'll have to learn the words to some songs.
Your favorite song.
I know. I absolutely love that song, but I need the words.
That's embarrassing, Sarah.
Oh my God, you're so embarrassing.
Sorry, back to you, Vin.
March Madness is winding down, everyone, as we're finishing up what looks to be the Elite Eight today. There's two games being played for the men, and there's a couple games being played for the women. Stanford's still in this thing, people. Stanford women. Go! Stanford women!
Let's go!
They play Louisville, it looks like, today at 6 p.m. So.
All right.
We've still got some teams in the race.
Nice.
That's good.
All right.
Let's see here. Most of the time, people exercise because they want to take care of themselves. You want to be healthy. Yes. You also want to be able to run for your life if that ever comes up.
Yeah.
That's something I like to keep in mind. Like, you know, that whole run for your life. I don't want to be all.
That's rule number one in Zombieland. Cardio.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Rule number two, the double tap. I might have those backwards. They're really the top two rules, though.
A new survey asked people to share everything that motivates them to exercise. Why are you in this? What are you in it for? And here are some of the...
To get laid.
Less popular, but totally valid reasons why people are motivated to exercise. I have a school reunion coming up.
These are really specific things, yeah.
I want to post about my workouts on Instagram.
Oh.
I'm showing off.
Ah.
I want to get back at childhood bullies.
What?
Oh, that's so sad.
Do you remember in the back of the comic books, it would have like this little wimp getting picked on by the big guy, and then he goes
home and
he works out.
Kicked in his face.
Yeah, he goes home and he works out, and then he puts the guy down. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
I want to beat my friend's scores on an exercise app.
Oh,
the old
rings. That's
the old
a thing,
calorie
man.
Counter. Mm-hmm.
John is constantly cursing Brynn. Well, not so much anymore, but he was for a while there.
The past couple weeks,
last couple weeks has been real quiet on the Brynn is kicking my ass front.
Yeah, I've been kicking nobody's ass.
What's the matter, Brynn?
I just haven't been working out. You know,
he was going crazy for a while. Beginning of the year, he was running and biking.
I was thinking about Vinny a lot too. I was thinking while I'm running out here and it's dark, I bet you he's out there ready to surf or already in the water.
Yeah,
you know? But I was.
Yeah,
out
I'm
there,
often up there in the dark waiting.
So I was the same, and I was doing that for the whole since November. I was going hard at least every weekend, sometimes during the week, and for the past 2 weeks, ever since I stopped, it's like it's hard to get out. And get, you know, it's a mindset.
Yep.
Yeah.
On the list of reasons why what motivates people to exercise, I've been comparing myself to celebrities.
Oh, that's smart. That's terrible.
That's really smart.
Not only
I want to look like the guy who plays Superman, so I'm working out real hard.
Yeah.
You seen that guy? He's chiseled.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Mm. I wasn't talking about, you know. But all right,
he is just great.
He is a handsome guy.
I can't remember what his. He's like a Duke of something or other. But in the Tudors, Henry Cavill, we're talking about. He plays Duke of something or other, and he is just. Oh, I'd always be like, let's watch the Tudors.
Well, I just watched the Justice League, and I don't want to say too much because you know the movie's only been out for 3 or 4 years. But there's a point where Superman turns around, and he's just a V. He's just a shoulders like fully cut down to this tiny little waist. Jesus, Superman.
Jesus.
Stop being that super. Can we have Dad Bod Man? Where's my superhero?
Have a cookie for crying out loud.
Is it Suffolk?
Yeah, Duke of Suffolk.
Suffolk. Other reasons why people are hitting the gym hard. I'm starting a new job. I want to an excuse to buy new exercise clothes. I don't like how I look on video calls.
Yeah.
I want to improve my skin, and I want to be able to reward myself with unhealthy food.
That is a huge motivator.
What is the guy's name, the comedian? Is it Tom Arnold, who used to he's come in a few times through the years, and he would say, I will get on the Stairmaster for 6 hours so I can eat a whole cake. And you just go.
Yep.
So you go on there for 6 hours and then erase it by eating the whole cake.
Right. Call that exercise orexics. Exorexics or something. There's a name for it. People who, whatever they've eaten, they have to work off that many calories. So if they don't eat much that day, they don't have to do a big workout. But if they do, they have to. I want to say Meadow Soprano was one of those. She was talking about that, how she became just obsessed with.
Oh, in real life.
In real life, yes, not on the show.
Jamie
I can't think.
Lynn
Siegler.
Oh, that sounds right.
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
But that was the first time I'd ever heard of the exorexics.
Well, you got to figure anyone in the camera business is going to end up worried about how that's all going to show up the next day.
Yeah.
That's a lump on my butt cheek.
This might be the first guy to get fired for his over-aggressive punctuation, although this reporter...
Over-aggressive?
This reporter would like to suggest that he must have been in trouble for other things, and they were looking to, you know... Anyway.
Any excuse to get rid of this guy.
Dr. Binoy Sobnak is a lecturer at a university in the UK. He's been there 18 years before he was fired last March for unnecessarily aggressive punctuation. The school mainly had an issue with how he used question marks. Like one text he sent said, quote, "Do you have to stay for dinner?" with 4 question marks.
Oh, excessive.
And quote, "Why don't you listen?" with 6 question marks.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Was he also capitalizing random words as though he was shouting them?
No, he did not. Anyway, they say that maybe the school has a point, but firing him for it? Anyway, an employment board agreed that you cannot fire him for question marks.
That can't
be
the reason.
He can put as many as he wants.
Right.
So he's getting a $20,000 payout.
Oh.
Binoy was looking for a lot more than that.
I'll bet he was. He had a big number with a bunch of exclamation points after it.
The judge said, there may be other things that led to this guy being fired, but the reason you used is not sufficient. You can't fire him for question marks. Nice try.
Yeah. Can you fire someone for just not liking them?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, you got to come up with a reason.
I mean, I think that you have a better chance if it's a white dude.
Yeah.
Than if it's anything else.
Right.
You know.
I just don't like them, you know.
Right. But yeah, you see how that happens in any corporation. My wife deals with this a lot where everybody's got to create a file on someone if they're screwing up before you can do anything with
them. Got to be a paper trail.
Yep.
Write them up.
Wait, what did I do?
You tripped in the hallway. That's not allowed.
Yikes. My goodness.
Write them up.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. That's the number. 800-400-3697. It didn't change.
No, nothing.
Yes, we're called Odyssey now, but the number did not change.
That is right.
Entercom to Odyssey.
Winning.
Duh.
Alice stays the same.
It stays the same, and
thank you.
Will continue to listen because you still have the app on your iPhone, and you will turn it on each and every morning.
Whoa. You were on a roll until that last part.
Yeah, you know.
Syllables.
Sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. I just open my mouth and let it flow. Sometimes it comes back and chokes me.
You won most of that.
Most of it.
Well, here's the internet with to remind John Mayer he has no right to be in the public.
Oh.
415 says, isn't John Mayer the guy with the Benetton heart and the bleeping David?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. I don't know whether or not he is, you know, can be called racist or not. I do know he was trying to be called a comedian for a minute there.
He was.
And I want to believe he's thought better of that now. Like, really sees that his expertise lies in music. And that's
where he should focus his energies.
Right.
And maybe a little bit more energy on dressing up for the show.
That'd be nice. Our picture with him is downright ridiculous, isn't it?
He's in his pajamas.
Yeah. With a weird headband, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
kind of a grubby headband, even.
Did you steal Olivia Newton-John's headband from Xanadu?
Right. And then wear it on your foot for a while and then put it on your head? Grubby. It was grubby. Grungy.
Right. Can I get a shout out to my daughter, Charlotte, who turns 4 today?
Oh, Charlie.
Also, a big thank you to Fire Station 35 in San Jose, who participated in Charlotte's birthday parade, making it extra special.
How fun.
Wow.
They got the local fire department to parade for her. That's great.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Damn.
And every other parent just went, wow.
I'm a loser.
I should have
thought
of
that. I'm a terrible parent.
John knows music theory. He just doesn't read notes on a page. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can know stuff.
Yeah, so, but to say you don't read music, totally valid, and still be able to count correctly and know, you know,
off of the root note. And
sure,
whether you're in
absolutely.
A major or minor scale, right. There's a lot of different ways to know this stuff for sure.
Oh, that's this. Oh, this is that.
Oh, I know where that is. Problem. Let me just slide around until I find it. And there it is. Okay. I know about where to look.
Easy peasy.
Sure. I'm John Mayer.
Respectfully disagree, Vinny. John Mayer sucks. All right.
Oh, well. Thank you for being respectful.
Wow.
With your disagreement.
That's smart. I will read the rest of your texts on the other side of these important messages on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.